One.
Okay, are we
Hello.
live? I don't know if it's live. I'm still waiting for it to be live at this end.
Oh.
But that doesn't mean it's not.
I'm sure people will tell us at some point. It appears to be live on this end, though. Yes, we are. Hello, people.
We are live. Awesome. Okay, so we're not quite Starman and the Boomer this time. We are down a Starman.
Yes, we are.
So it is Boomer and Evelyn this time round, and
we're
talking about the hot topic that everyone knows everything about because they've all been watching. Everyone's been watching Rikita Live's coverage of the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. So
of course they have. That is the thing to be doing.
They got there. Considering it's a little tiny law company that does local law and a bit of YouTubing, they could be getting like 100,000 views yesterday for literally just a bunch of lawyers talking about law stuff whilst waiting for the trial to come back that never happened. Amazing. I've been kind of having it on in the background the last couple of days during the deliberation. Pretty snoozeworthy. I've been playing games and you know, talking to people and doing nonsense whilst it's been on. But the trial itself has been kind of fun. I don't know if you've been watching much of it.
I caught some of the condensed, like I think probably one of the best days, because within like the 90 minutes or so I watched when I was making beef stew the other day, there was like... Oh, that was good stew. I'm learning. I'm getting there.
Yeah.
But it was there was so many just bingerisms. It was condensed bingerisms. It was too many. I was ODing on binger.
Binger is possibly one of the most unlikable people. I mean, I've run into a few lawyers. I've even met some likable lawyers who have helped me. The kind that help you buy a house, you know, those type of lawyers are actually all right. But, Binger, woof. Oh, awful. But, Sorry, go on.
I was going to say, the reason I started watching it that day is someone had mentioned in a group chat, like, this, you know, this trial right now currently beats all, like, Hollywood lawyer movies. Which I've watched a fair few of the Tom Cruise, you know, like A Few Good Men and stuff like that. Those like late 90s lawyer movies. Binger was like a character out of one of those.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't handle the truth.
The thing is, it's amazing. I was watching it and it's like there's like the two prosecuting and the two defense attorneys. And as far as I can tell, out of all four of them, there's maybe one there that the bald guy that I can't remember his name, it's just shot straight out of my head. But yeah, he seems to be okay. The rest of them are a bit frustrating. But I think shall we start from the beginning and you know, just in case people have been living under a rock, tell them who Kyle Rittenhouse, aka the Kenosha Kid, is, which was.
Quickly before we do that, I think I should do Scrump's usual job of thanking people who show up to the streams and also do the memberships and the super chats and the Streamlabs and whatever.
Very good. Yes, absolutely. Yes.
It is your support that keeps this show going, and I will shell the Streamlabs link at some point when I work out how to find it.
Yeah, don't ask me. I don't actually have that. But what
probably
I can say is,
reasons.
Oh, yeah, no, I am terrible at this stuff. But smash the like button, subscribe, bell, etc., etc. Keep the conversation going. Kill me. Right. Yeah. So no, Kyle Rittenhouse. Basically, last year, if you've been living under a rock and with your eyes closed and your fingers in your ears, etc., during all the riots that were burning America to the ground in Kenosha, one day when there was riots, one of many people decided to stand up and protect their local community, and this lad was Kyle Rittenhouse, and there's a fairly iconic photograph of him there. He was out there doing. Trying to be a medic, trying to generally put out some fires and so on, and there's footage of him putting out fires and helping people out with medical things, but he was armed with a rifle for his own protection.
I'm not sure. That looks a lot like a Roman salute to me, Trig.
It's the wrong arm. I know these things. I have watched many Roman movies.
The image is just reversed. He's shouting Imperium.
That's it. No, he was. You know what? In all fairness, I have made my own mind up. I've watched, God, about 35 hours of this trial so far. Certainly not all, but
They should be paying you for that.
I know some of it has been a bit tedious, but from where Grosskreutz did his testimony, and basically went, he didn't point a rifle at me until I pointed my gun at him and tried to shoot him in the head. Then he blew my arm off. I'm paraphrasing, but at that point.
It's a damning indictment. It's like, he did blow half my arm off, but I did threaten him with a pistol first.
I was pointing my Glock 18 at his head at the time. Pretty much at that point, it should have been it's a clear case of self-defense. You know, dismiss the jury. We're just gonna call it at this point. But they didn't. And, like, within the next day or so, they actually put Kyle on the stand.
Mm. And I think that was part of the stuff I had watched. I mean, I think it is maybe also worth mentioning that there has been quite a lead-up to this. It's not just, like, you know, this case has happened and now it's in public view. There was obviously, of course, the events prior.
Oh, yeah.
Kyle Rittenhouse has been used as, you know, something akin to, like, a metaphorical type, you know, that there's a Kyle Rittenhouse in every school in America, and if they view the wrong content online, they'll shoot anyone.
Yeah, it's nonsense. As far as I can tell, from, you know, the day before that night that he was out, he was literally cleaning graffiti. He was going around. He is a civic minded. As far as I can tell, he's a civic minded kid who wanted to go around and generally protect and look after his local community because he cared about his local community. He's literally, you know, I talk about local community and community building all the fucking time. This kid is, as far as I can tell, in many respects, the ideal of an awful lot of that.
Mm.
But he was also prepared to defend himself. And so, come that night, you know, after going around for quite a while, he was out there for a number of hours, as far as I understand it. And then in the space of, it all took place in about 2.5 minutes, you know, from the first person dying after being shot 4 times, who chased him down, threw a bag of, we're not quite sure what was in the bag, but it wasn't an empty plastic bag because it had mass, it had momentum. He had something thrown at him. People said it might have been chemicals. I don't know. Nobody knows because, you know what, the police didn't capture that sort of evidence. He was chased down. The guy grabbed at the gun. And in 3/4 of a second, Kyle went bang, 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 bang. 4 shots. Now that's a panicky, oh shit, get off me kind of thing. Rattles off 4 shots, blows the crap out of the guy. He's dead. He's dead as he's hitting the ground.
Was that the pedo did the first
that's
one?
That's the pedo. That's the guy who was literally dating women so he could shag their kids. He five children he has we know of has raped. So
Saint Rittenhouse doing the human race a pure and holy service by eliminating the spawn of Satan.
Yeah, and he didn't even know it. That's, you know, literally why doing that without realizing.
It's why he didn't hesitate. His soul knew. That's why he was like, ba 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 ba. He didn't just shoot him once, shoot to kill.
Yeah. And as I'm saying in the chat, actually, his trigger discipline was incredible. Yes, it was, because this is the next bit from here, because we're just going to take you through. I don't have the footage, sadly. I can try and dig around for the footage, but he basically goes from killing the pedo, running for it, trying to get the hell out of there, because at this point he is under an ambush. I've seen this before. Those are just people coming in left and right behind him. Some of them in front of them. He's running for his life. Somebody runs in, whacks him over the back of the head with a skateboard. He tries to defend himself. He staggers forward. He's out of breath. And he's just been clobbered in the head with a heavy piece of wood. I mean, on a skateboard.
Bits of metal and a set of wheels on the end of them. And yeah. I have seen someone's head get caved in with a kingpin. I know how those work.
Yeah, it's not a nice thing to be hit by. In fact, I just heard this recently. Someone was saying on Twitter that back a couple of years ago in California, they actually had a case where someone was killed by a skateboard to the back of the head. So it
happens pretty often.
Yeah, it's definitely fairly deadly. He basically gets knocked over. Somebody called Jump Kick Guy, we've just found out he is a known felon as well, attacks him, tries to kick his head into the ground. He defends himself from that.
That's Wife Beater Man, is it not?
No, we don't know. No, Wife Beater Man comes in now and tries to attack him, stamps at him again, and at which point Kyle... bang, yeet, straight through the heart, kills him stone dead on the spot. He staggers back, falls down. At that point, Grosskreutz has been standing back, pistol in hand, waiting for his chance, suddenly lunges forward to try and get him. And it's at that point that Kyle literally turns around and bam, takes the bicep out of him that's holding the gun on his right arm. Fantastic. As I said, fantastic trigger discipline. He hits his targets and no one else. He's not standing there with a 30-round mag, which he's got, going blah 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 blah. He could have stood at the end of the street if he was like they were saying, out to hunt Antifa. He could have stood at the end of the street, firing head height, and got 30 of them easy.
Oh, don't slow down, Trig. We can't be thinking like that. I just liked your epic retelling of it, though. Was that your attempt at like some form of like Clarkson's war story kind of thing? Is that how we'll look back on this in future? St. Rittenhouse and the trial that he faced on that night.
I mean, yeah, I'm trying to keep the pace up because this is like 2.5 minutes of bang, 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 run, run, holy shit, they're attacking me from left, from right, from front, whack, I've been hit in the head, oh shit, I'm falling to the ground, I'm on my back, people are coming in on me left and right, oh shit, someone's stamping on my head, bang, you're down, oh no, that guy's got a gun, bang, and that's it, he's out, he's clear. And at which point he is, he's, yeah.
Like, compare it to, you know, those kind of war stories. That is about the closest thing you could really associate this with. You know, it is out and out combat,
yes,
almost in an even more sort of anarchic and non-uniformed manner, because everyone's technically some form of like, you know, they are their own mercenary in this context. Yeah. So the concept, like, 2.5 minutes is a lot of time for you to be in that mode. I mean, I think.
Yeah.
There was some statistic about a lot of the Victoria Cross winners, and more often than not, the actions they took were essentially instant. It was like snap, you know, 5-10 seconds sort of actions that defined that whole sort of idea of heroism that we had for them.
Sort of. I can tell you a lot about Victoria Cross winners, and I don't. I have my favourite, which happens to be one that Jeremy Clarkson told a story about, which is well worth watching. But no, the Victoria Cross is that. Oh my God, those guys! Wow, it's not quite that tier. But yes, you're right. Especially,
it's the closest kind of thing we can think of it as, though.
It's,
I mean, it is like being in the trenches, lying about your age, blowing, you know, Jerry's head off. Whether or not that was a valid conquest or not, at least we can respect the individuals who sacrificed to do so.
Bear in mind, though, this is a 17-year-old kid. Yeah, he is a child. Yes, he's legally allowed to carry the rifle. That's been cleared up in court. They threw out all of those charges. He was there legally with a legal rifle, etc., etc. But he's a 17-year-old kid, and in the space of 2.5 minutes, has taken two lives and, you know, disarmed, shall we say, another. And
thing is, one.
regardless of what they are, regardless of what those people did, this has got to be horrendously traumatic for this kid. I know there are pedos and abusers of people and communists and generally the worst people in the world, but nonetheless, this kid has got to have been going through some shit over this. I wouldn't like to have been, you know, taking lives at 17. That's horrifying.
Military
I really
school
do
never
feel for
worked
the
for
kid.
you, did it?
Pardon?
Military school never worked for you, did it? You were unbreakable.
You know, we're not going into me, but yeah, no, I quite enjoyed being in a military school, but I have compassion for those that he's not trained, he's not a hardened, you know, soldier. He's not someone says there, he's the G.I. Joe of our time. He's not. He's just a 17-year-old kid that went out to protect his local community. He's not been hardened and tempered into battle. He has now. I mean,
I would
if
say that he did seem to be playing up not quite ignorance, but naivety in the courtroom. If you get what I'm saying, it seems to me that there was probably a lot of discussions that if he was to appear and sort of, I think it's testify the right word, to almost sort of cloud his knowledge to some extent, because when you know, like one of the banger highlights talking about people going deer hunting with hollow points, because of course you want to blow the buck in half. That's exactly what people want to do when they go hunting, because they don't want to bring that back or anything. The
I
fact that
mean,
he didn't, he had to, I could see him holding back a laugh. It was like he knew that that's obviously not to, but to then sit there and talk about the specifics of arms with the lawyers, how you lose. You know, you don't want to have a conversation on his terms. And I think
yeah.
they would rather have him feign ignorance so that that couldn't happen.
Thing is, Binger. Oh, I mean, the Binger is just—he's so unlikable. I every time I looked at him, it was like, here is a 30, maybe 40-year-old bloke with the hairstyle of a teenager, and he does just something about him. The first time I saw him talking, I was sat there going, if I were at the same school as him, even if I was in the same law firm as him, I would want to give this guy an atomic wedgie. I would want to lift him up by his pants and hang him off a tree with him. He just has that effect
Throw
on
a
me.
firecracker in the toilet beside his when he was taking a
Oh,
shit.
every day until he started having to go home to crap. Yes. Yeah, I might be a bit of a bully occasionally. It's for his own good.
People
No, Bing
never
was
learn if
massive.
you don't do it.
Exactly. No, Bing is massively unlikable. When he was talking about bullets, though, and ammunition, if he'd been out there with hollow points, it would have been a story of, he was out there to kill people. You don't use hollow points to wound. If you want to wound, you use a bullet that goes straight through and out the other side. No, he was there with hollow points. He was there to kill everyone. They're trying to sell Full Metal Jacket bullets, by the way, as if they're armor piercing. I've heard them several times saying they're steel coated. They're not. They're copper coated. They're fairly soft. They are not armor piercing. They are not designed to go through full body armor that is rated for 223. They are standard. Literally the bog standard ammunition for an AR-15.
The casing is to stop the rifling getting gunked up. Anyone with like a sense knows that.
Basically, this is the thing. This is a crazy thing, right? I was looking at the range of all of those engagements, to be perfectly honest, because I used to train people in firearms with the SA-80. God help me. Same ammunition type. We used to train people to literally go, right, okay, you are using blanks, but you do not point a blank rifle, a blank firing rifle at someone because this can happen. And I'd have a tin of beans or a tin of tinned fruit or whatever, and I would go, bang, and shoot the tin of beans point blank range with a blank round, and it reduces the tin into basically shreds of metal. Yeah, because a blank round is a lot of gas, there's bits of cartridge and sorry, bits of wadding and whatever, and just burning hot gas and particulate matter coming out the end of the barrel at that range. He could have done all of the damage he did that night firing blanks. You didn't even need bullets, you know, full round. The gun wouldn't have cycled properly, more unlikely with blanks. But yeah, he could have done almost all that damage with blank rounds. The bullets are almost negligible at that range.
You could have Alec Baldwin them all.
Well, speaking of could have Alec Baldwin them all, did you see Binger holding a rifle? They didn't check. He just picks up the rifle. Admittedly, he's asked if somebody else had checked it and it was safe, and yeah, oh yeah. He then takes the rifle, finger on the trigger, and points it at the jury.
Oh, I love that picture though. There is a fantastic energy in a man like shouldering a weapon in a courtroom.
I mean, quite frankly, if the jury doesn't come back with a literally 17 cases of assault on Binger, because he has literally assaulted them with a, you know, with a threatening in a threatening manner with a rifle. He's brandished a gun at them. Brandishing is a part of an assault charge. Yeah, he can literally charge Binger with what he did. It would be touch and go because I think the as I understand it in America they have a certain amount of privilege with regards that sort of thing, but there's probably an argument to say he broke the law when he pointed an AR-15 at the jury. It's at the end of the day, standard gun safety. You do not point a gun at anyone unless you intend to destroy that target. You certainly don't put your finger on the trigger. What if the guy who handed it to him was a bit of a cunt and went, you know what? Yeah, there you go, Binger, it's good to go. Slides a hollow point in there. Yeah, let's show you what happens when a hollow point goes off in a jury member. I mean, you'd have had three people down with injuries and one exploded all over the place. Yes, Binger, oof, but. This is only half. We're only just really getting to it at this point, because he's done this shooting. He's then spent a year, actually spent the best part of that year, as I understand it, being treated for PTSD. Hardly surprising.
I would
Now,
also imagine he has probably been in some form of not quite witness protection, but I doubt he's allowed in certain public areas
yeah.
around him. I would
I
suspect that
mean,
might be the case.
he's made some, should we say, should I say, slightly impolitical moves in that he got himself associated with, or at least some people who were associated with the Proud Boys decided to, you know, go over and see him and wish him good luck, and that managed to get photographs in the press or at least in Twitter and then picked up by them. Not the best move politically, because the much as you might like or dislike the Proud Boys, there's a certain political leaning and you know towards them or against them, should I say, by the mainstream media. And the moment you associate with them, that's it. You're a white nationalist, evil, racist, psychopathic, you know, hunter of black people in your spare time or something nonsensical. He should have.
At least two or three of those.
And so maybe not the best move, but again, 17-year-old kid. I remember being 17. I was a dumbass. I'm sure he's a bit of a dumbass too. Everybody is. But he then gets to trial. We have all of this nonsense, and then we start seeing the prosecution. I mean, did you see the prosecution? It's only just come out. The prosecution are literally doctoring evidence, handing partial evidence over to the defense in terms of video footage and so on. And so, oh no, we gave you exactly the same evidence that we've got, even though yours is 16 times less resolution than ours, got a different file name, and is in a different, you know, aspect ratio. I mean.
Well, I think that there was also one of the ones that I had caught. I think they were told prior or during pre-trial sort of deliberations that they could not bring the character of Rittenhouse into account because the judge felt that in no way was the shall we say, whatever happened that evening, be they self-defense or not, in the eyes of the judge. he at least didn't feel that they were motivated killings, and that therefore the character of Rittenhouse is not, it makes no measure on the outcome of the trial, or it shouldn't do.
No.
And then at some point in the middle of one of the prosecution's cross-examinations of him, they just start demanding he answer all these aspects about how he felt on the night. You know, what were his intentions of going out with a weapon? And all these sort of questions. And I think we've got the laser eyes images of the judge somewhere. It's just that clip of him telling him, like, you cannot do this. You were told that all evidence towards his character would be admissed in pre-trial, and you're trying to bring it up. And that's not how it works, because it's basic law, which he just shouts and points at him.
Oh, I know. The judge must have ripped Binger a new one on 4 or 5 occasions. Sometimes even over sort of like, oh, you didn't speak until now. I was like, yes, he's taken the Fifth Amendment. That's a constitutional right. Can't use that as a character assassination, and bam, off go the jury. The jury have to go and sit there in a room with fingers in their ears whilst the judge rips Binger a new one. So many times. It's been an extremely dishonest set of evidence by the prosecution. And with what you were saying, actually, you know what? There's a great image here. Hold on. Here we go. Where the judge is actually examining the drone footage that comes into question in a minute, because the prosecution literally turned around to the defense and went, oh no, our evidence is better on our version, which is what got I can't remember her name, the girl on the defense going, hold on a second, that's odd, and then that's why we picked this up yesterday, that they have different evidence, is the judge is sat there watching the drone footage, and standing right behind him, leaning over a chair, cool as a cucumber, is the suspected murderer, Kyle Rittenhouse. What judge in his right mind has the suspected murderer of, you know, in a trial, sat, you know, stood behind him whilst he's got his back to him? No handcuffs, no nothing. He's not, you know, kept in a box. He's not, oh, this guy's a mad dog murderer, we better keep him inside. No, he stood behind the judge, leaning over his shoulder. You know, as if the judge clearly knows this kid is not a danger to society.
Hmm. Well, he also probably understood.
If you knew X person was probably a murderer, and you were going to have to send him down for you know, the rest of his life, would you let him stand a foot behind you whilst you watch the TV? I ask you this. Nobody in their right mind does.
Well, there was the whole thing.
Because if he is a murderer, maybe he just takes a pop at the judge before he gets sent down. But he stood there watching the footage with him. Thinking, good God, you know, my adult life rests on whether or not these boomers understand how to use a 4K TV is about accurate.
Because I was going to say that.
This is the other thing, is the judge and the lawyers, by the sounds of it, none of them seem to understand a damn thing about video editing, video footage, scaling up, AI upscaling, AI downscaling, etc. The nonsense I have heard, even from the experts. I mean, the expert that they brought in was basically, oh yes, I use Adobe Premiere, and I know it doesn't fill it in these pixels. It just adds pixels and changes the color, but it's not adding any extra data. Well, yes, I mean, certainly the files are bigger, and certainly there's more pixels, but that's not adding any. It was. I've seen nothing but nonsense from this.
Hmm.
And, the FBI is infiltrated by the CCP. Hmm, baby. It's been nightmarish.
I think it was the judge had gone at pains to me.
Not be able to hear you at the moment.
Oh, sorry. Is that possibly why? Ooh.
Okay, yeah, no, I can't, Evelyn, I can't hear you. I don't know if it's me that you can't hear. That's...
I can still hear you.
I don't know. Okay. What's happened? I seem to be having sound problems. I'm not sure why.
I don't know who chat can and can't hear. That might also... Yeah, chat seems to be able to hear us both.
Oh, this is bad. I can't hear you. I don't know why I can't hear you, but I can't hear you. Give me a second. I'm just going to try to do something.
Anyway, what I was going to bring up was the fact that the judge had made pains to make sure that the people who Kyle had shot at were not to be named as victims, which I thought was a very strong showing from there.
No, I can't hear you. Okay, I'm going to ask...
Oh.
Okay, so you guys can hear everything, but I can't hear Evelyn. That's bonkers. Try that now.
Hello?
Can you hear me now? Can I hear you?
I can hear you. I've been able to hear you the whole time. You can't hear me. Ah! Yes, indeed. The irony of this meme being on the screen and Trig whinging about... Boomerisms is not lost on me. I'd imagine it will not be lost on him too when he realizes this.
Oh, that's so fucking weird. Okay, how on earth can you guys hear Evelyn and I can't hear Evelyn when it's coming through my computer? bear with me. I don't know why this has happened all of a sudden.
Is that working now by any chance? No, clearly not. Yes, let's talk about Carlisle. Ooh.
Don't know what's going off here.
This is great.
Okay, Evelyn, if you can hear me, just keep talking. I will try and work out what the hell's going off at this
Fair
end.
Enough. I don't know, I think maybe I should wait for Trig to come back before fully going into the point, but maybe I should ask chat first whilst they can still hear me. Are you concerned at any point that if there is a mistrial, that you can no longer refer to the case? If, say, for example, Rittenhouse went innocent, there would be precedent towards self-defense of this variety, especially possibly politically motivated self-defense, that could be referred back to in, you know, future cases. However, if this case goes as a mistrial, that will not be possible.
It just went for no reason. I wasn't touching any keys either.
Oh. I don't know if that's going to trickle through or not. Oh, the whole thing shit in the bed. See, I don't know if a retrial is what you want. I don't think you want a mistrial or a retrial. You either want Rittenhouse to go innocent, or you're...
What the hell is going on?
Or you're willing to arm yourself. Because this, if it doesn't go that way, will be used in the same way it is used in the UK time and time again, where we essentially don't really have the right to defend ourselves on our own property anymore. I mean, I think I had grabbed an example from Twitter where I think there was a case of even people being charged for destroying the Sorry about this for a second. God, I would put the technical difficulties image up, but Trigger's handling the slides this evening. No, it won't stop prosecutors from bringing trials of this forward again, but I'm glad at least a few people are willing to see that they are angling for a mistrial in the hopes that then it then gets into a point where you have to consider whether or not it is a deliberate and larger picture attack on property rights and the rights of self-defense themselves. I mean, the prosecutors, quote unquote, fortifying the case. Jury deliberations talking about, you know, that Binger guy seems a bit weird. He very oh no I've been able to hear you the whole time, but the stream's dead. Oh, I don't know, let's see if chat can catch up. No, yeah, they're mutinying us. They're going to own the stream now. Not fair. Oh, they're saying they can't hear you now. Maybe they're trolling us. I don't know. I mean, I can hear you. Oh, they're saying there's no you. What the hell? Oh, this is brilliant. We should do this every week. We'll just have a different, like, weird technical issue happen, and then we'll just, instead of talking about the subject matter, we'll just watch the stream fall apart and watch chat enjoy it.
I think you can hear me now. Can you hear me now?
I've done nothing with Trig. Trig's done Trig.
I don't know why it did it.
Oh, it's fixed. We're in, lads.
Yeah, okay. No idea what the fuck happened there, but I had to reboot my headphones. For some reason, I just suddenly went deaf. I couldn't hear a damn thing. Apparently you could hear me, but yeah. Okay, that sort of fixed things, I guess, a bit. No idea what the hell happened there. The question is now, is there an echo for Evelyn?
Yes.
There is. I thought there might be. Give me a second, I can fix that. I can fix that right away.
Is it still there?
Okay, that should be back. And better?
Oh, it is. Christ. Has that
right.
Fixed it?
Can I hear you? That's the question.
I don't know, can you? Don't tell me you can't hear me. Not this. This is hilarious.
Okay. I can hear you. You can hear me. The echo should be now gone. Am I
right? Are we there? Are we there?
We should be.
Oh, we're fixed.
That was some on-the-fly fucking about with... I spent best part of 2 hours a couple of weeks ago with with Ooslu, actually sorting out my audio. And it worked fine for about 4 or 5 hours. Been working fine since. Of course, the moment I start streaming, it all goes fucking tits up within half an hour. But, you know, it wouldn't be a boomer stream without something boomer happening. I guess.
Right. Okay. Since we're back, I can then posit the question to you that I was asking chat. Which sure. is, do we need to be concerned on a bigger picture sort of scale that if it's not a innocent verdict and it is some form of mistrial, that the you can no longer refer to this case in, you know, as precedent for self-defense, especially in a sort of politically motivated manner, which makes this almost a slightly unique case in a lot of ways, especially in the kind of modern sense that we see politics now. So we might be looking at a situation whereby the prosecution is being so obtuse because they aren't playing for a guilty verdict, they're playing for a mistrial, and they're going to be so stupid that it looks like they weren't malicious.
They're trying for all manner of things. Because they've brought in these lesser charges as well, they've given the jury the option to, you know, split the difference, and we can't give him, you know, he's definitely not guilty of murder, but maybe there was disregard for life, etc. So they've split the verdict that way. As I understand it, it's not to necessarily not think about,
you know, obviously I would rather not see Kyle Rittenhouse, you know, spend a day in jail over this. The man should be venerated as someone who it has genuinely been heroic in a moment when their life was at risk and the life of other people around them was more than likely at risk. However, even if he goes free on a mistrial, this case you cannot refer back to, even though it is right and honest self-defense in the eyes of every sensible person in the land. You won't be able to refer back to it as that. And if anything, you might find that it is used in future as some sort of a way to actually go after those who are engaging in self-defense.
Here's the thing, right? First of all, as I understand it, 90-odd percent of self-defense, not charges, but 90% of the time people use self-defense. It is villain versus villain. There was no good guy there, etc. And as a result, it doesn't get, you know, very often people do not get a self-defense verdict. In this case, this is actually one of the few cases where it's definitely this kid was defending himself. He was being ambushed left, right, and centre by Antifa and communists. It's almost a textbook ambush what happened to him. So yeah. Now a mistrial with prejudice, you know what? It gets him off the hook. But I'll tell you what, he's never going to hold a normal job down in the future because everyone goes, oh, it's Kyle Rittenhouse. He's the one that was done for murder. Yes, he didn't get, you know, put away for it, but he wasn't proved innocent either.
No, I mean it's not to be, you know, ideological and not see the human aspect to it. But you can't help but think on the grand political scale, as someone said in the chat, you know, is this, are we seeing Kyle Rittenhouse on trial or self-defending yourself whilst being white on trial?
I mean, self-defense in general, as I said, it's an issue if you want. I black, white, green, yellow, I don't fucking care. Yeah.
But I think the American legal system cares quite a lot.
Sure. And would it have been different if it had been a black guy there? Maybe.
I think if he was not who he is, or if some of the other people who were attacked were not of white / possibly Jewish origin, you might find that would have been more explicit. But I think we are past the point where we can't help but, you know, we know that lefties are going to look at this through an angle of race because they always do. This is the white man. If he doesn't, you know, if he doesn't get sent for this to prison for life, this is the white man saving the white man's ass and the white man's court as far as they're concerned. And everyone else knows that not to be true because we aren't in charge. So there is that theme is sort of surrounding the whole thing, and it's part of the thing that certain people haven't necessarily wanted to delve into as much.
Yeah, I mean, this is the self-defense laws in America on trial in their own right at this point. Yeah, a little bit. I've never seen a more clear-cut case of self-defense. Even what was her name? Fucking Anna Kasparian from the Young Turks said she'd never seen a more clear-cut case of self-defense. This is very, very definitely, he was very definitely defending himself. The prosecutor have gone for him. I like to think the state have gone for him this way because of the politics behind the situation. Because there's an angry mob outside the courthouse baying for blood. In the same way that Derek Chauvin had people baying for his blood over the kneeling on George Floyd's neck. So yeah, there's a lot of politics behind this, and you know what? It's not going to be the first time. It's not going to be the last time. An angry mob with pitchforks and torches sway a judge's decision or a jury's decision.
That is true. I think the jury was angling for acquittal as well under the auspices that, if they were to judge on the cases they truly felt they were supposed to, they themselves would become targets publicly.
I mean, I don't presume to know what the jury is thinking. The fact that the jury is still out after 3 days definitely means that there's at least one or two in there that differ in opinion from the rest. Because they'd have come back. If they'd come back within 15 minutes and gone, no, let him walk. Yeah, we know the jury all felt the same way. 3 days of us sitting around twiddling our thumbs, MSNBC now chasing around after the jury's bus, incidentally. Have you heard about this? In fact, I posted about this earlier.
Yes, this was the MSNBC journalist of East Asian origin.
That's right. Irene Bion. Apparently, sent somebody after the bus to follow the jury bus. Now, there's very few reasons why you would follow the jury's bus. Either he's wanting to run up to the jury and ask them their opinion, which is jury tampering and against the law, or he's going to try and get photographs of them, which is jury tampering, threatening the jury, and that's really against the law. Either way, the MSNBC have managed to earn themselves being kicked out of the courtroom, which is mildly hilarious in the process of that. And frankly, I hate to say it, I hate to be the one that says the press have no place in a courtroom. In a courthouse, in an ideal world where the free press is the free press and not a political beast in and of itself, you should have. And I think that the fact that we've had footage being pumped out on PBS and various other sort of channels, and people like Rikita Law showing that footage and commenting on it, has done wonders for keeping the world actually informed as to what's gone off. Because otherwise, if it hadn't been for them, we would only have CNN and MSNBC to tell us what's gone off in that courthouse, which is apparently very, very different from what they've been reporting.
It always is. I mean, the one that a few people have picked up on while this is happening is, can you imagine if the Charlottesville trial was publicly televised? Can you imagine some of the ridiculous stuff they had to go through in some of those hearings?
I know.
That'd have been hilarious.
What's been going off whilst all this has been going off as well? Whilst Rittenhouse has been taking front and centre, is the Ahmaud Arbery case is going off in Georgia at the present moment. Do you remember the jogger incident. Literally, that's going on. Virtually no one talking about it, as far in certainly in my circles. And yet, that's almost as heated a case in many respects as Rittenhouse.
Well, of course, when I go jogging, Trig, I make sure to run upwards of maybe half a dozen miles with a hammer in my hand and my Timberland boots.
Whilst trespassing.
Just out for a run, officer.
Yes.
I always have my running hammer.
And then when someone stops you and points a shotgun at you, of course you grab the shotgun and try to make it. That was
a ridiculous one, that.
You know what? It's always tragic when someone loses their life. It's lessened by the fact that that person was clearly bringing down the average IQ of the world.
And that was suicide by boomer.
That was. I don't know what he was thinking, but
with those two trials in mind, I think it's worth sort of thinking sort of conceptually about it in the terms of something like, I know we've gone through a bit of Sam Francis and the democratization streams, but one of his articles and ideas that he's also well known from is from Chronicles magazine in the early 90s, which is the notion of anarcho-tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
And not to, you know, fully explain the idea over the next hour or whatever else, but this sort of notion that the state or whatever ruling institution goes at great lengths to inconvenience those who are clearly acting in the way towards some form of order. You know, Rittenhouse in this case has literally gone out of his way to help people, to provide medical care, to deal with people who are violently attacking him and possibly other people.
Yeah.
And because of that, our state, or not our state, sorry, but the American state, has forked out God knows how many millions of taxpayers' money to try him as a criminal for what he's done. Mm. And it's the same for the guy who shot Ahmaud Arbery.
Yeah,
you know, he's a man who has removed a criminal from this earth that was going to violently attack him had he not shot him. And we, you know, that government on the behalf of the people, which is partially the most insidious part, you know, not only is the government doing this, but it's doing on your behalf. On your behalf, your responsibility. These people who have done nothing but good are now being tried as criminals and as evil. Meanwhile, yep. You've got, what was the, there was like a shooting in a high school not far from Kenosha, I believe, not that long ago. And the bail was something like $17,000 or something like that for this young 17-year-old black kid that shot two of his friends in school or something like that. Whereas Kyle Rittenhouse's bail was $2 million.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird. Where's the perspective here?
Well, there isn't any. To say that America has become a weird, overly politicized police state is to point out the bleeding obvious, and it's been that way since at least 2001.
People don't think about it like that, though. They forget that's really, you know, how it's been.
Yeah.
I mean, if San Francis was able nearly 30 years ago now to identify the police state as a sort of managerial entity with its own ends, means, and goals that exists totally outside of like normal civil life.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, I think, a large part of what he's trying to get at there. You know, to the average person on the street, they would never think of Kyle Rittenhouse as doing in the wrong. In the same way that, you know, the image you showed earlier on where the judge is quite happy to turn his back to him. As if he's, you know, just another person in the room.
Well, he is. I mean, this is the judge clearly has no fear of from Kyle Rittenhouse. As someone pointed out, Greycar just pointed out in the chat, the rioters got their charges dropped. So people running around, setting fire to things, destroying property, risking people's lives and limbs, etc. That's all dropped. That's because they kind of, fit the political zeitgeist. They wanted that. Last year, it was make Trump's presidency look like a fiasco and get anybody else in. These riots, he can't control the America. America's falling apart under his, et cetera, et cetera. So it suited them fine. The left really wanted to push it. The left's been pushing it through universities, through high schools, through, the police, the politicization of the courts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And now you've got, Kyle Rittenhouse stands up for himself, £2 million bail, and somebody somewhere else shoots two people, £17,000. It's like pocket change in comparison.
Well,
And
let's think back to the riots as well, when some of the events first happened there. There was illegal and communication infrastructure there on the first day of those riots for people to get bail money if they were rioting for the right side. I mean that whole network is there and exists so that it can be there probably anywhere in America in about 24 hours. I mean, you get the same with a lot of the counter-protesters that show up at any of the Trump rallies. They can pretty much any time, without really having any major links, show up, make a scene, get arrested, and some fancy Democrat lawyer will be there in the police station when they arrive to sort it all out for them.
Wasn't just that though. I mean, yes, that was there. But when the riots were going off, the day before the riots were being, there was people delivering bricks, pallets of bricks into places and dropping them off on the streets. It was literally a planned offensive.
Yes, no, I mean that happened during the oh God, that would have been some of the ones in LA as well. I mean there was footage of a police the sort of repo vehicles they would use to take away like drug dealers' cars. They were using them to ship around pallets of bricks at like 6 o'clock in the morning.
So, this was all very well planned, all very well structured, and Kyle had the audacity to stand up and, well, yeet a couple of horrifying, disgusting excuses for human life, and they're trying to put him away forever for it. Whereas, how many other people died during the riots? There was that cop that was. It was like one of the first week or two of the riots, shot and bled out in front of everybody, and nobody, not one person, tried to administer first aid. Nobody went over there and decided to stick their finger in the hole in his chest or whatever.
Well, I think none of us, I mean, I know, I will never forget the footage I saw summer last year during the nationwide riots, where you would see scores of young black men committing lynches on people. I mean, there was no other way to describe it. How else do you describe the racially motivated kicking of someone to death in the street, in the open, in public? No subtlety to it, no, rob you and take your wallet. No, just pure ideological and ethnically motivated hatred. Which we are told that those people actually, because of their lack of privilege, aren't even able to exercise that enmity. It is only us that do that.
Which is why when Binger turns around and went, "Oh, after you'd shot this guy, you were supposed to be an emergency medical person. Why didn't you offer him any help?" Because if he'd stopped to try and help him, he would have been killed by the mob. And also, you know what? After I've just shot somebody, I suspect the last person he wants helping him is the guy that's just shot somebody. It should just shot him. I'll even let that one leave that one up to somebody else. Thank you very much. Because oh, there's 100 people over there trying to kick my head in. No, it's hold on, what's this Magoot saying? Kenosha is part of the Chicago-Milwaukee metro corridor. Chicago political machines rule apply. And we know where Chicago is, worst place in America for gun crime, has the strictest gun laws, and is, of course, a Democrat city, as most cities are.
Chirac, as they call it, responsible for more American deaths than the war in Afghanistan.
I cannot believe that America keeps on All these cities, they keep on having these troubles, like Chicago, and they keep on voting in the same people over and over again. It does make me wonder how fortified those elections are.
Well, see, this is why it's the plantation.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same slavery. It's just in a much more evil and insidious form. I mean, this almost kind of weirdly relates to something we were talking about on AA's stream last night. The modern sort of feudalist relationship that people live with in regards to their state and their local government, especially in areas like Chicago and bits of Kenosha, looks like it might have some of a similar kind of thing going on.
Yeah.
You know, these people live physically as serfs, but mentally they have to deal with the anxiety of supposedly being free. You know, they are emancipated into nothing but just stress-inducing modernity, being packed in like sardines with your drug-taking neighbour and the other one over the other side, you know, abuses his spouse or whatever, and then the kids across the street set things on fire, and there's always a car crash and someone gets shot every other week. That probably takes a lot out of you. It's no wonder that areas like Chicago just turn into something akin to a war zone, because those people are at war with their own existence.
Yep. Well, I mean, yeah, I back in my 20s, I used to live in a city called Nottingham. Nottingham, at the time, in the 90s, had a bit of a reputation of being possibly the most violent per head of capita city in England. There were shootings.
Shottingham.
Yes, yeah, exactly. There were shootings galore. There was gang warfare between Forest Fields
as well.
Yeah, there was crack. You name it. You walk down the street and you got offered anything you like at night, especially if you're in either Forest Fields, the Meadows, or St Anne's, all of which places I lived. And yeah, you know what? The amount of times you would have sat there and you'd hear a noise downstairs, and immediately, it wasn't, oh, is the cat knocking something over? No, it's, is someone breaking into my house? And, you know, if so, are they armed? So you end up in a heightened state of paranoia. And you walk into the shops, you're in a state of paranoia. You're walking down the road and you're looking at everyone and working out how to disarm them if they're armed, and how to actually fight and win out of that situation. Just walking down the road.
Well, it doesn't do your psyche
any good. You go to live in the countryside afterwards, which I did, and suddenly everyone's there going, "Morning, how's it going? Oh, you live down at number 15, don't you? Oh yeah, I saw some people, some kids down there the other day. I thought I was going to call the." He's like, no, that's, and it's all very, very pleasant. Everybody knows each other, and suddenly that stress, that paranoia that you've built up over years and years, gone. And you know, all of a sudden you're waving to people and you're living life happily and you've got a smile on your face. But they don't want you living in small towns and villages like that.
No, exactly. And what I was going to suggest there was, if you are one of these people, especially I think if you are white and possibly trying to do the utmost that you can to, say, for example, lift yourself from a working class position to a middle or an upper class position, which is, of course, white supremacy. And if you are someone who wants to take yourself from one rung of society to the next, you are a bad person because you're not taking every single other person in the world up with you. But whilst you're doing that and you're working hard and you're spending every day at some point in your life in your local area thinking the way you're describing there, you know, that bang at the door is not the postman. It might be someone who's actually willing to break into my house. How do you then add to that the anxiety of knowing that once you defend yourself, mm-hmm. that you might then be regarded a criminal for doing that?
Oh, yeah. I'm seeing that people are saying the court is back in session. Now, I'm just going to quickly run downstairs where the TV is on, playing that.
I will go to Twitter. It'll be much quicker.
We'll go to Twitter, yeah. I'm trying to see, because it could be that they're discussing yet another point of order. As we've seen, we've got various claims for mistrials are out at the present moment. And rightly so.
Yeah, I'm not seeing too much just yet. What's your sharing your screen, by the way?
It's okay, it's just the I'm just literally
Ah, right.
Rikita Law, it's
Joe,
I'll
I
take
bet
one.
he is.
I don't blame you.
Oh, they are. They are
I know
back in
it's
the
gonna happen.
court.
Like, if I'm not able to stream on Monday, that's when they're gonna have a
Is
verdict
this
that's
the
gonna be
jury?
like the craziest thing on in history,
You
and I'm
just
gonna
have
be
to pick
pissed.
favorites, Nick.
Oh, God. Yeah, I've
But no, I think that's such a point that is just evil. It is just patently evil to fool someone into believing that it's not right to defend themselves anymore. You know, it's one of the last
The informant
true
confesses to
freedoms any
Barnes
man ever
saying
has
he
is,
sank
you
the
know, the ability
boat.
to
Barnes is Chad Lawyer. Law of self-defense looks like an angry possum.
is that
Good
is that
luck to you.
ability to
You're a
defend
cool
yourself, especially
Midwest
when,
wank
you know,
New
your life
Jersey.
is possibly at risk?
Well, here's the
Whatever.
crazy thing is if they
But
do this,
don't
and
you
it does
fret,
be a
Joe.
case of, you
Well,
know what,
he's
self-defense
fine.
doesn't count anymore, what is to
Are you
stop
a Sonic
them
2 fan?
going, okay, you know what, we can't defend ourselves anymore legally, let's just black block of our own, and
Well,
you know
this
what,
is
we're just
one
going to
of
shoot head height
I'm not
and
sure
empty
if
the clip, and
how
we're going to have
well this
30
is
guys
going to
standing in a row, and we're just going to wipe the street clean of
Well,
these
to be honest, if
rioters.
the jury
And
foreman
if they want to
tells
come
me that
for
he
us,
has the
well,
jury foreman
you know, let
trained
them
to solve
come.
problems,
We'll make sure we take out 120 of them for
there's
every
no
one of
trouble
us.
there. He'll tell you foreman is
Because at that
foreman
point,
plus
that
two.
is the point you get to when
Take down
self-defense
the
doesn't
foreman
exist
stand
anymore,
between
and
foreman
it's
and
you or
foreman
them, and they have
and line
everything
foreman
going
and
for them.
foreman.
You,
Foreman
the only
is
thing you
super
can do is
important.
literally
And
clear
if
the
the
street.
jury
she gets demoted,
foreman
she'll just
is
be angry and that much more
If they want to
upset.
take me down for that, fine.
Is there a
Judge, I'm
knife
kind
or
of
duct tape
annoyed
in evidence that we could see?
That foreman is super
No,
Yeah.
I mean,
I mean that's me
it is.
massively Fed posting,
Somebody
but
put
this
up
is
the wage
I'm not
and
I'm not
everything.
I'm not
Even
saying
though
they
I
should
think
do this.
that
I'm
she
saying
needs
that basically they are
money
having
and
no other choice. If
okay,
self-defense is off the table, you
okay.
can't defend yourself, you can't
The
defend your
question
property
being is,
from a
does the
marauding
foreman
mob, then you know
pertain to your
if someone breaks
property
into your house, you know you have
as
a
opposed to a
large bucket
case
in your
of
back garden that you drop them into. You
whether
can't
that
afford to use the police anymore.
Can you take the
No, I
advantage
mean
of the
this is
it, as
it's
it's as
sorry.
much as it sounds Fed
Now
posted,
I think what's happening.
there are probably people in
People
and
are
around
more
that
worried
courtroom
about
having a similar conversations about what the
him trying to
ramifications
talk.
of this might be
He's saying
in the
yes.
long run.
Yes,
Yeah. but
I mean, it was the same with the
obviously
oh
can't
God, I
answer
can't remember
that.
the name now. Who are the ones in Florida with the big house? And he came out with a AR-15 that wasn't even loaded.
Oh, the
Yeah, the
yeah,
school
the he
offers
came out with literally
access to the
the
informant
I just won a grill meme, got
Yes.
plugged into him, yes, and they took the rifle off him.
And you'll score, enjoy
I
the
can't remember his
game,
name at the top of my
and
head,
follow
but
these
yes, I do
instructions.
remember him, and they yeah,
If
just
you don't
it,
want the jury to come back, you know, get
but
some
they
weapons.
tried to
Just a
almost
boomer
suppress
defending
them
his
with
people
that,
like a fresh
yeah,
start
you
tomorrow.
know, almost entirely
Have
against the
reasonable hours
concept
to prepare
of
for trial
castle
and get
doctrine
jury
being
duty.
legitimate, which is essentially an admittance from the state that you no longer have the right to your own
Right, like
property.
why not keep them another hour
McCloskey,
so they can
thank
talk
you.
about
Yes,
it?
Mr. Smith. Yes, you're right.
That one who wants the instructions
Ken
is gotta be
McCloskey.
crazy.
No, and they you know what? They were right to defend themselves, and they
I'm
weren't from Florida, wherever it was. You,
it's
yeah,
yeah, I think it's
it
Florida sent
was
out volunteers, questions right
it was a
away.
case of huge numbers of people who just marched
Meaning
onto
what
their
is
land,
legal
onto their
record,
property. They
education,
came out with a
experience,
rifle and a
family
pistol
background, years of
and
service,
literally
whatever.
get the fuck off my land.
Yep, I'm with Robert.
Well, I was say they weren't even loaded, though, were they? I mean,
Thank you for
that's
helping
why
with the
that trial
instructions.
didn't even go through.
1,000%.
I
Someone like her?
maybe not.
Absolutely.
You know
And like I
what?
said, look,
All
nobody
guns
can
are
promise
loaded
you
until
anything. Just pull up the
and
Instagram
until you pull the
account.
trigger and find out.
I
It's
suppose.
That's a good
you
point.
have to
Look,
treat every gun as if it's loaded. You never the amount of times that bullets have just magically found their way
I'm with the
into a
jury.
chamber
I really need
of
to unpack
Ken
this
and
with
Karen.
Robert
That
and
was it.
anyone here within
And it was in
hearing.
Missouri.
So this
Yes.
was really
Thank
sad.
you guys.
I've worked
Thank
with
you,
this
Doc.
Agent, like, first intermediate, second degree.
Whether it was loaded or not, I wouldn't want to have a gun pointed at me. In fact, I've kicked someone very, very hard into the in the testicles whilst I was training them in the cadets for pointing a rifle at me. You know, you don't point a rifle at someone unless you mean to kill them. As
that is very true. So what exactly is the proceedings then that they're going for at the moment? Is it just another point of order, or?
I think, considering the time, I think the jury have asked to close for the day and come back tomorrow.
I see.
So, yeah, once again, I think we are going to have to wait yet another day, potentially more, because tomorrow's Friday, and they might just go, you know what, let's have the weekend as well. The problem is, every single day that this runs on, you get increased risk of jury tampering, you get increased risk of someone from the media going, hey, all of these people are in the jury, and this is their names and addresses, at which point, gone. Or, you know, you get someone texting them going, hey, yeah, is this your daughter? it would be a shame if something happened to her. If you say anything, something will. And at which point you've got jury tampering.
Well, see, I made my attempt at a tweet the other day of, and before the journals start harassing the jury with complete immunity.
Well, that's what they're trying to do. That's why MSNBC and affiliates have been booted out of the courtroom. Because, you know, they're following the jurors. There's, been threats of, oh, we've got pictures of the jurors already. It should immediately be, oh, you've done that. Well, you know, too bad. You've got a mistrial with prejudice. Kid walks. But at that point, you know, is Kyle Rittenhouse going to be safe? Is Kyle's family going to be safe if he walks out of this courtroom? Wants to say there isn't a black block squad waiting around the corner for him and his family. This is a horrible situation where we, you know, America is, it's on the verge of civil war. We've been saying it for a long time. And the moment anything goes against what they, the left, etc. want, suddenly there's a gang of thugs waiting to do horrifying things.
Well, let's not just solely look at it as the left, though.
No, it's not. You're right.
Your Black Bloc, your Antifa, these people are ultimately just the patsies and the foot soldiers and the distracting noise, so that you don't look at the structure behind them.
Oh, yeah.
That has legally vindicated them before they go out and act.
Yes.
And this is the point that some people don't quite understand. It's not that these left wingers have the power whereby they can go out and declare that they're sovereign. No, not at all. They're just being given a sort of full sovereignty as long as they continue to act in a way that is convenient to the regime. I mean, yes. You get the same thing with right-wing actors. As long as they don't act in a way that genuinely threatens the regime, they're normally allowed to do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? You are absolutely correct, because this all leads up to you no longer own your own property. This all leads up to, you know, what happens in, what, 9 years' time when the Great Reset is upon us, etc. It's all setting up for that. I was watching Thief Vendetta the other day.
So was I, but shall we nix the screen share, seeing as how the I think,
you know what, yes, let's go with Judge being extremely based and telling Binger he's got a stupid haircut and frankly I have no business, you know,
doing law.
It's
law. No, I watched V for Vendetta the other week with Jess as well, and it's like the ridiculous thing in V for Vendetta is not the dystopian state. It is actually that someone would go out of their way to engage in a meaningful resistance against that dystopian state.
It's the great line in it where is they're going, who is responsible? Certainly there are those that are more responsible than others. But to be honest, all we need do is look in the mirror. We all did it. We all voted to be safe.
I don't know if that's necessarily true, though. I mean, a large part of what we have described during the democratization series is that it wasn't solely the fault of the people in the 30s and 40s that we are where we are now. No. I mean, had they all stood up and had a violent revolution and not gone into World War II, different story.
Yeah.
However, they didn't go out and choose the bad candidate when they voted. They got fooled into voting for the first place. And once you get fooled into voting, there is no choice you can make outside of what the system wants to offer you.
So very true.
That notion that it's just our fault isn't quite true, because we have been for generations and generations now deliberately and consciously misled by people who said they were going to help us.
Yep. But there is a degree of, at any point, any one of us could have gone, no more.
Hey, I did that a while ago.
But I was going to say, we've all done that. And that's why we ended up, you know, doing YouTube channels going, I'm sick of this shit. Look, people, look how obvious it is when you actually take a step back and look at it. And people go, oh, yes, that's absolutely right. I too feel the same way. And you end up with, a couple of thousand people agreeing with you over the space of, you know, two or three continents. And unfortunately, that's
well, there never will be that critical mass because the system is so...
Well, the moment start looking like you're going to get to critical mass, that's it. Your YouTube channel's gone. Your Twitter channel's gone. You're unpersoned.
Before you even get there, you know, as soon as you start some form of explicitly right-wing social organisation that has no intentions explicitly of doing violence or anything like that. Maybe even you might go to the extent of disavowing certain types of violence. Someone will eventually show up in your group that no one there happens to know, mm-hmm. and they will have lots of questions, and then they will tell you all the things that they want to do. And some of the times it might sound quite enticing, but ultimately these people are state actors, and they are there to keep an eye on you, essentially. I mean, that is how it has worked with... I mean, if you want to talk about right-wing terrorism, say, for example, in the UK, you've got the UDA, the UDL, the UVF, all these, you know, Irish unionist groups, and every single one of them is filled to the brim with police because they're keeping an eye on them.
It's not even
that they're there to stop those people engaging in attacks. It's as long as the attacks can be framed in a way that is convenient to the regime, they'll actually allow it.
There's something even more insidious than that, though. There is literally the, you know, dare I say it, the Tim Pool and Sargon effect, where you've got someone that's actually kind of based, he's saying the right things, it's looking good. And then all of a sudden he starts earning decent money from doing his YouTube channel. And then YouTube comes along and goes, we're going to, you know, demonetize you for a month or two because you said naughty word. And then all of a sudden, over the space of 6 months, a year, 2 years, however long it is, the naughty word doesn't get said anymore. I'm just going to tone back the way I phrase that because I don't want to get demonetized. And suddenly, he's the member of the group that is policing the rest of the group. They started out as a leader, and they are the leader of a group of people, but then they're now policing everyone and bringing everyone into line, and suddenly they're an agent of Susan, they're an agent of the state, they are doing all of the work that needs to be done, and they're doing it quietly and subtly, because it's one mate having a word with another mate. Come on, mate, you can't say that, something like that. I'll lose X number of thousand pounds a month. You can't do that to me.
But people have known this for ages, and it is just, these are some very blatant sort of truths that people, unless they are fully willing to separate themselves from the system, are very generally not willing to accept. I mean, from what you're talking about directly there, I was reading Carlyle earlier on.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know, do you want a man to not practice what he believes, then encourage him to keep often speaking it in his words? which is exactly what you're saying. You know, if you can't consciously, express your thoughts in language freely, you no longer begin to form those thoughts in the same way anymore, and they begin to vanish and disappear in the same way that, I mean, that's almost encapsulates specifically what's happened with religion. You know, you have not been allowed to be positively and forwardly Christian in your ethic or lifestyle, or maybe even the way that you might choose to discriminate. And because of that, the argumentation and the reasons why you don't let random trannies teach your kids in school because they generally are bad people, that no longer is legitimized by the narrative of something like a Christian canon. Instead becomes a position that you can't hold anymore because
in the space of 400 or 500 years, we've gone from popes being, right, we're going on a crusade, lads, pass me my armor and my sword, to, oh, let me wash the feet of these Muslim invaders.
I don't know. Before we go too into the depths of, everything else, shall we try and come back round and sort of sum off anything else about the trial?
Yeah, yes. I mean, we have a number of cases of mistrial with prejudice. We've got a claim of mistrial in general. Whether or not the state wants a mistrial, they've certainly pushed in that direction accidentally with their poor behaviour. But we have now, we're going to be at day 4 with the jury deliberating this. Clearly, there is a split decision amongst those jurors. Why? Who can tell? Whether or not the evidence was compelling for almost all but not some, I don't know. Whether or not someone has looked out the window and gone, dear God, that's a lot of people that are angry about this. I'm not sure I want the responsibility of giving this verdict. Maybe I'll just, because let's face it, if you drag your feet long enough, the judge might just go, it's a mistrial. The judge doesn't want to make a mistrial for exactly the same reasons. He's been, sadly, reading the comments of his own YouTube videos, essentially. you can see it. He's been concerned about the politics. He's been very concerned about the way the media have been involved in this. It's a mess. Kyle should, and my opinion, must be acquitted on all counts. He was there legally with a gun.
Innocent.
Absolutely. He is absolutely not guilty. He is absolutely innocent of the charges. He was there legally with a gun. Yes. Whether or not he should or shouldn't be, and I'll tell you what, if I had a 17-year-old kid and he was there going, you know what, Dad, I'm going to go down to those riots that are happening in 30 miles away, and I'm going to take, Joe's rifle with me, and we're going to see if we can patch some people up, I would be, going, are you fucking mental? No, you're not. You get inside. I wouldn't have let my kid go down there. Yeah, as far as parenting is concerned, nah. But at the same time, I understand why he was there. I applaud him for having the testicular fortitude to be out there and do what he was doing. He was being ambushed and attacked, and he has absolutely every right to defend himself.
One point I considered, I don't know if the defense ever brought it up or not. How many hours was he walking around, with that rifle before he had shot anyone? I mean, how long was he walking around with that weapon holstered, not holstered, but on the sling?
Shouldered, yeah, or whatever, yes. I don't know the answer to that. Let's see if we can find out.
Because that seems to me like an important point. I mean, if it was a case of the fact that he's walking around with that rifle for hours and hours, helping people and doing all sorts, and then that happens, that's surely an indication there that was never a motivation to be the aggressor. Because if you were really someone who was going to go out and do that, you think you're going to stand there with a rifle for hours and hours and hours, and then wait, and then do it.
Okay, let's have a look here. Da, 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 da. It happened at 11:49, somewhere between 11:49 and 11:59 on August 25th, according to Wikipedia, so whatever. So he was out there, it was basically, let's call it midnight, and he was out there all night. So he was basically wandering around all night. Let's call it 6 hours and be kind, you know, that... maybe somewhere between four or five hours at least before it happened. So, yeah, he would have been tired. He would have been thirsty. He would have seen some shit. He would have definitely been on edge. Poor kid. Quite frankly. You know, and fair play to him. You march around with a rifle all night. I've done this. I was in the cadets and various other things. And yeah, I have. It's a heavy lump of steel. At some point, it turns from this is a nice rifle and I'm carrying it to suddenly I'm carrying a lot of crap on my shoulders and my hands hurt. can I go back to the mess, please, and grab a cup of coffee? And you know what? All of a sudden. All fucking hell let loose on this kid, and suddenly his life was in danger. Very, very definitely in danger from an angry little pedo that got shot four times. You know, Rosenbaum. Have you seen him? Have you seen him? He's about 5'4". Right, yes. Angry little piece of yeah. And then, you know, onwards running for cover, then, you know, Huber attacks him and he shoots him, kills him. And then, you know, seconds later, Grosskreutz is on top of him, leveling a pistol. I loved the way, by the way, the prosecution was trying to make out that a pistol, a 40 caliber Glock, is far less dangerous than an AR-15 when all you need to do is look at the stats on homicides and which homicides are done by what. It's almost all of it by pistols. Why? Because you can take a pistol out of your pocket, shoot someone at point blank range and put it back in your pocket without anyone almost seeing what the fuck's happened. Rifle, big old piece of steel and plastic. It, you know, you can see it at the other end of the street. That guy's got a rifle. You can't tell that the guy standing next to you is putting a pistol to the back of your head, going, always has had. you know, those pistols, a little Glock like that comes out of nowhere. Deadly as well. Because also, yeah, 223 bullet. Yes, it's moving very, very fast. Yes, it leaves an explosive wound cavity. 40 caliber, about twice the diameter. And at that range... would leave just as big a mess. Well, probably a lot bigger. Pistols at close range are horrifying. So, yeah, no, that was more than a fair fight. And, you know, to disarm Grosskreutz like that was quite impressive. I mean, you know.
Can we then maybe sort of think of capping it off then with essentially the summation that Rittenhouse is innocent. He has done nothing wrong. He has taken two arguably horrific human beings off of the face of this planet, has done us all a service, and should go free and be venerated as a hero by his people. Which, of course, will not happen because the American state is thoroughly broken and set on essentially betraying its own people.
Unfortunately, I feel exactly the same way. Yeah, I think that you're absolutely right. I have hope that he will. You know, fingers crossed for him. Everything crossed for the lad. I think he'll walk free of the homicides. I think he'll you know, maybe the reckless endangerment they might try and do him on. I think he's got every reason in the world to contest it if he doesn't walk free.
And I should have mentioned this point earlier. Who is the state as an entity to charge a man in a situation where there was no law and order? He was the law and order in that situation.
Yeah.
And that's what he's being charged for. That is the thing to take away from it, is not that he's shooting leftists, not that he is just, you know, shooting specifically horrific pedo leftists, which a lot of them seem to be, But he, in that situation, was the one sole arbiter of order. You know, in the way that we have talked at length about the monopoly of violence, in that small region, that small area, in the way that he defended himself, he instituted the monopoly of violence, and he carried it out. And for that, he is being tried and sentenced. Or at least, you know...
I mean, police were there. The police, he handed himself into the police. The police were out of the action, cordoning the whole area off, going, oh, I don't know if we want to go into there. Literally standing back and letting all manner of shit happen. There was gunshots happening all that night. He wasn't the only one firing a weapon that night. And yes, as far as I can see, best case of self-defense I've ever seen. He should absolutely walk. And he should walk into a life of doing, you know, talk shows and getting paid a lot of money for it. And then perhaps opening a combat training and self-defense course or whatever. Yeah, exactly. Because let's face it, no one's going to employ him at a Burger King.
I think providing he doesn't end up in jail, he's probably going to be all right.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be fine. For a start, he's going to be... There's actually a case because good old Joe Biden, last year, before he was president, actually slandered Kyle Rittenhouse and called him a white nationalist racist, etc. during the run-up to the election. There's actually a case for suing the President of the United States for defamation of character. Now, if my understanding of the law is correct, if Joe Biden had said that whilst being president, he would have had immunity. But because he wasn't, because he was running for it at the time and not an actual president, I don't think he has immunity. There's potentially, it won't go anywhere. You can't, no, it's not going to happen. But it would be fucking funny to try it, wouldn't it?
Right. I suppose then we might want to close it off there.
It's an hour and a half. We've rabbited enough, I think, yes.
I think we will be back next week with something of some variety. I don't know if it'll be full length sort of things or something a bit more casual at this, but there should be something of some manner there.
Well, I'm once again, absolutely. I don't know what's happening with Scrump. I know he's been working flat out, and as a result, he's always a bit sort of tired. Now, hopefully that's going to change, or he can spare some time or whatever. But
if we're wanting to do some of the more full-length stuff, I like to have a really nice, you know, full-length set of notes for those, and that requires a couple hours to sit down and do it. And it means
at least
two or three of us been able to sit and talk them through and write them out together, which was easy when Scrump was here, because me and him would just sit in front of the computer and do it, but we can't do that now.
Then you'd just send me like 2 days of reading list.
don't tell me that you didn't enjoy it though.
Oh no, I've enjoyed it. In fact, what I've just started, I haven't actually started it very much, but the Beast of Jekyll Island.
Ooh, that'd be good.
Did you see that? In fact, let me hold on. I'm gonna. Where did I put it? I'm sure I put it.
Oh no! I was trying to close off the stream drag.
What I'll do is I might throw it in. It's obviously about the creation of the Fed, and I've just started reading it, and I might throw it in chat or in a resources thing somewhere, because it looks like it's kind of fun.
Well, no, I think we'd mentioned that book before, possibly, but thank you to those who tuned in this evening and those who are members and donate and whatever else. I don't know if people want to respond either just now or possibly in the comments afterwards, but I'm considering maybe doing some form of stream on a Monday evening. Possibly on maybe some aspect of a book or a chapter out of something, or maybe just some current issue that, I don't know, I feel I want to talk about. I don't know who would be on for that, or I don't know if Trigg would want to join. I have other people I could probably ask as well. I think it would depend.
I can't really at the present moment. I wish I could. I can't at the moment, because I'm doing a It's a stupid D&D roleplay. It's supposed to be every Monday night. It keeps on not being. And in fact, I'm going to be doing it tomorrow night. But
how late does that on a Monday?
We started about 6 and it runs until sometimes 12. Because
right. Oofed. Fuck that. Yeah. I was thinking maybe something like 7 to 9, half 7 to half 9, something like that at most. Right, I don't know. I will deliberate that on that more and see what people have to say. And once again, thank everyone for showing up this evening, and thank you, Trigg, for having a conversation.
Yeah, no, my pleasure. It's always fun. Always fun.
See you all next time.
Yeah, there you go. Take care.
Right.
There we go. I just bunged it in.